on the news. Federal government slams $10 billion fine on Binance. Nollywood actor Sisi Quadri dies at 44. Jos prison inmates protest over food ration cut amid economic hardship. Customs seized 1.7 billion naira fake drugs in Oyo and Osun. Army denies seeking payment from recruits for victim. Ghana's electricity company cuts power supply to parliament over $1.8 million debt. Jose Peseiro quits as Super Eagles coach after 22 months. The details of the news in full are on our Akonishiri podcast, Spotify, and AudioMac. The federal government has slammed a $10 billion fine on crypto trading platform Binance over allegations of influencing the country's forex crisis. The special advisor to the President Bola Tinubu on Information and Strategy, Payo Onunuga, disclosed this Friday morning in an interview with Newsmen. According to Onunuga, Binance profited substantially from its illegal transactions in Nigeria, while the nation suffered huge losses. Onunuga noted that Binance is not registered in Nigeria and has no presence in the country. He alleged that people used the platform to arbitrarily fix dollar naira rates, a practice that said negatively impacted the value of the local currency. He explained further that the Binance team was already cooperating with the Nigerian government and providing useful information and had already suspended naira-related transactions on the platform. CBN approved Bureau de Change Operators, BDCS, in states. The Central Bank of Nigeria, CBN, has released a list of eligible Bureau de Change Operators. The CBN said all eligible BDCS must adhere to strict guidelines regarding the sale of foreign exchange to end users. Currently, the number of BDCS stands as 5,690, according to data from the CBN. It's directed BDCS to sell to end users with a margin not exceeding 1% of the purchase rate from the CBN. To facilitate the process, BDCS are required to make naira payments to the designated CBN foreign currency deposit naira accounts. Subsequently, they have to submit confirmation of payment along with other necessary documentation for disbursement at designated CBN branches in Abuja, Oka, Lagos, and Kano. Half of all the BDC operators in Nigeria are located in Lagos, highlighting the state's dominance in the foreign exchange market. Welcome back to the news on our Akronishiri podcast. Kindly follow our podcast on Spotify, Google Podcast, Amazon Music, and AudioMac at our Akronishiri podcast. And also follow us on all social media accounts, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and on YouTube. Thank you. Nollywood actor Sisi Quadri dies at 44. Yoruba Nollywood actor Tolani Quadri Oyebamiji, popularly known as Sisi Quadri, has died. His death was announced by some of his colleagues in the Yoruba movie industry. Oyebamiji celebrated his 44th birthday on December 25th, 2023. Announcing his death, Nollywood actress Abiola Bayo wrote on her verified Instagram handle, "You'll be greatly missed, Sisi Quadri. May your soul rest in perfect peace." Another actor, Tunde Yusu, posted this Sisi Quadri picture: "Everything in the world is according to the will of Allah. From Allah we have come and unto Him we shall return. May God bless. Rest your soul, bro." Regina Achuk also commiserated with the late Oyebamiji's family while sharing the story of how he was fighting for his life some days back, adding, "Most people don't know, but yes, I trained under him as a makeup artist on set for years." Jos prison inmates protest over food ration cuts amid economic hardship. Inmates at the Jos Correctional Center, Plateau State, on Friday staged a protest over the economic hardship ravaging the nation. It was gathered that the protest began immediately when the inmates were informed of the downward review of sizes of food in the Correctional Center. The inmates were said to have refused to take orders from the custodial officers and also shunned breakfast during the protest. The inmates to converge at the center of the prison yard while shouting on top of their voices. They were, however, dispersed by the custodial officers who used tear gas to force them back to their rooms. The controller of the Just Correctional Center, Rafael Ibinui, confirmed the development, blaming the protest on the high cost of living. He said, "The problem has to do with the high cost of goods in the market. The contractor in charge of the food said he had been forced by the price of food items to reduce the size of the plate of fruits." The Nigeria Customs Service Area Controller, or Yoshun Area Command, Dr. Ben Oramalugo, said the command intercepted fake pharmaceuticals comprising Augmentin tablets, Ampiclos and Amoxicillin capsules concealed in 53 sacks with a duty paid value of 1,739,000 naira. Oramalugo made the disclosure on Friday 29th at the 2024 second press conference which held at the operational headquarters of the command in Ibadan, the Oyo State capital. The Oyo Osun Customs Controller said that during the period covering February 1 through 27, 2024, the command collected the sum of 5,664,285 naira. Oramalugo said when added to the sum of 6.8 million naira already collected for the period of January 2024, the cumulative sum of 12 million had been collected so far for the 2024 fiscal year. Among other seizures made by the Oyo Osun Command included 344, that is 50 kilogram bags of foreign parboiled rice with a DPV of 24,118,000, 344, that is 25 liters kegs premium motor spirit PMS with a DPV of 5.7 million naira, 4 wraps, 4 kilograms of cannabis sativa with DPV of 126,000 naira, and 1,309 pieces of used tires with DPV of 70 million naira. Other contraband seized by the command, according to Ramaluku, were 34 cartons of 5 bottles of foreign wine, 40 bottles, 5 liters, and 21 bottles, 1 liter, with DPV of 1.7 million naira, respectively. The command also said that it has seized 45 sacks and 8 sacks and bales of used clothing and shoes with a DPV of 42,720,000 naira. Army denies seeking payment from recruits for vetting. The Nigerian Army says it's never demanded money from selected trainees undergoing training at the depot Nigerian Army Zaria for vetting. The Director of Army Public Relations, Major General Onyema Wanchuku, said this in a statement describing the said demands as fraudulent actions of some faceless, unscrupulous persons. According to him, the claim was not only fraudulent but criminal and must be nipped in the bud before it festers. He said it is common knowledge throughout the history of the Nigerian Army that training of potential recruits and officer cadets are fully funded and borne by the Nigerian Army. Wanchuku added that the attempt to fleece unsuspecting members of the public whose was successfully skilled through the meticulous and rigorous process was criminal. Welcome to Global Update. Ghana's electricity company cuts power supply to Parliament over $1.8 million debt. The Electricity Company of Ghana, ECG, on Thursday disconnected the power supply to the country's Parliament over a debt of 23 million Ghana cedi, approximately $1.8 million. The power outage disrupted the Parliament's deliberation on the State of the Nation speech delivered by Ghanaian President Nana Akufo-Addo. The blackout occurred when Abinahose Asare, the outgoing Deputy Minister for Finance, was defending the President's speech. Videos showing the dark scene of the Parliament in which some lawmakers were shouting "Domso, Domso," the Ghanaian word for power outage, have appeared on social media. During the incident, some lawmakers and staff were stuck inside the elevators. ECG had earlier warned that it would disconnect the electricity supply to the parliament over the 23 million Ghana cedi debt. Over the past few weeks, residents have been complaining about the erratic power supply in the Gold Coast country. Later in the day, the power company restored the electricity supply to the parliament after a part of the debt was settled. Welcome to Sport Update. Jose Peseiro quits as Super Eagles coach after 22 months. Jose Peseiro has left his role as the coach of the Super Eagles after taking the team to the final of the 2023 African Cup of Nations, AFCON. The team lost to Cote d'Ivoire in the final of the competition. His contract with the team expired in February, and he was supposed to continue with the team after meeting his semi-final target. Although there were reports that the Nigeria Football Federation, NFF, was negotiating with the Portuguese to renew his contract, the CEO is leaving the post. Yesterday, we concluded our contract with the NFF. It was a pride and honor to coach the Super Eagles. It has been 22 months of immense dedication, sacrifice, emotion and enormous enthusiasm. We feel a sense of fulfillment, he wrote on his ex-handle. He was appointed in 1922 after the Super Eagles failed to qualify for the World Cup in Qatar. Portuguese took over from Augustin Cesiro Equavon. Peseiro has said he has received several offers after Nigeria were beaten in the AFCON final. His departure will signal what could be a long draw search for a replacement, with growing calls for the NFF to hire a local coach in his place. Peseiro, a former Real Madrid assistant coach, previously managed Saudi Arabian and Venezuelan clubs including Sporting Lisbon, FC Porto, Panathinaikos, Rapid Bucharest, Al Hilal, Al Wahdah, Al Ahly Cairo and Sharjah FC. And that will be all on the news tonight on our Akron Shea podcast. Do well to follow our podcast on Spotify, AudioMac and Google Podcasts. Thank you for listening and good evening.